It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Hey, it's me. And in case you didn't notice or you're behind on your episode listening, I am a few days late on this one. And I hinted at why during our whiteboard session last week. I don't usually show a wound so soon after feeling it, but it felt right to share what happened during my short meeting with Mike Michalowicz. It had only happened an hour before our whiteboard session the other day, and I was feeling devastated. I guess it says a lot about how nice my life on the stage must have been, because I'm guessing many of you have had one expectation going into a show and it was turned on its head soon after it started. Now, for me, it was just about always exactly as I imagined it with my performing career. And to have something go so differently was deflating, hard to swallow. It made me sad. I turned off everything I could for a few days, and I feel so much stronger right now. I'm actually pretty happy that the meeting with Mike got bumped a few weeks. It'll give me a rare opportunity to retool something that I never got to put out in the first place. Really interesting place to be coming from, and I've been playing with that. The distance is the great teacher, and I was so close to that proposal and pitch meeting last week. I now see a few places that should either be pumped up a bit or eliminated altogether. I actually honor it now that it happened. As I mentioned during the whiteboard session, I was going to make this podcast episode a more detailed look at the Life First system, and I plan to include a wrap-up of how the meeting with Mike went so we could all learn a lesson or two about pitching a big idea. And I will do that, actually, when it comes back around in a couple of weeks when we meet. However, at the time of my interview with Mike for Showbiz Blueprint back in, I think it was March or so of this year, I had already been doing the Profit First practice for my financial accounts for 6 months or so. So I was a bit preoccupied with what else I could do based on what he was saying in that interview to the group. The idea of applying these concepts to my calendar took hold of me and wouldn't let go. I didn't bring it up on the call on the interview because I really had no clarity about it. It was just this stray thought that went shooting through my brain. And while conducting the interview, I hardly had time to think it through. But I hung up from that call and did what I usually do when I have an idea. I went to tell my wife about it. And since she didn't fully get what I was talking about, but she also didn't, she also said it sounded interesting. And that was good. There was enough for me to keep going. She has stopped me mid-sentence many times over the last three decades when something sounds too wacky or too hard, too much work for the potential upside, or just unclear to her. So without the recap of how the meeting went with Mike, today I want to share some of the inside strategies of Life First, how I'm using it, what I was going to share with Mike, how I believe you could be using it, and why I really think you should be using it. So here's my theory about it. Every single day, we each get 24 hours deposited into our life account. Regardless, and that's equal in Michael's world to your income account. That's where the money goes before you disperse it into the other accounts. That's our life account. So regardless of gender, political beliefs, economic status, your geographical location, or any other reason, that's it. That's the deposit we get. And just like money, what we do with that asset has a direct effect on our life. Just like Profit First, you take home the income, and in this case, that's 24 hours, minus the profit. That's the flex time that you want to have. That's what I'm working against in this, is the amount of flex time I want to have. And then I divide the expenses, those are the categories that require your time, and I put it in each of those accounts, and I'll cover that in a minute. It's a perfect parallel for the Profit First system. Now, what do we do with the hours we have? The categories or accounts we appropriate the hours into, that's dependent on each individual. However, we can draw a line of distinction between two very distinct groups. The first one, we all belong to, the entrepreneurial group. The second is my attempt to understand the working person with a day job. And after talking to a dozen friends of mine who have day jobs, I've come up with a schedule for them that I call the employed. So for the entrepreneur, let's look at that one first. And this is mainly taken from my current plan with the system after a lot of research of juggling the hours around. It looks like this. 2 hours of personal development time. And that could be, I'm going to put a couple things under each of these accounts just to give you guys ideas. 2 hours of personal development. That could be exercise. In fact, it usually is 90 minutes of exercise. Dog walking, podcast listening, doing work in the gym, my cardio, stretching, meditation, early morning hot tub. It's just 2 hours of personal development time. Next, 4 hours of money-making activities. And for me, these are coaching, writing content, prospect astonishment, right? That's me doing stuff to blow my prospects away before they're even clients of mine. Being interviewed, doing interviews, advertising, working on my advertising campaigns, launch planning for something I'm going to launch, affiliate promotions, promotions for other people's products that I'm going to put out to my lists for an affiliate commission, tuning my email funnels and upsell offers, evaluating more outsourcing options, looking for ways to remove myself from the busyness of my business, and planning my life shows, planning my live shows that I do for my different projects on air, my live streams, mainly for the 30 days sugar-free. Those are money-making activities for me. Also creating webinars and making offers and proposals. I put that great one last, making offers and proposals. So 4 hours a day of those type of money-making activities. Next is 4 hours of domestic pleasure. And this is meals, being with my wife and son, paying bills, house projects, organization, helping my son with his homework, maybe playing some games, board games, card games at night, vacation planning. Those are all domestic pleasures, and 4 hours a day on those. 2 hours a day swinging for the fences. And for me, that looks like LinkedIn mostly. On Amazon, looking up experts, looking up authors who are playing big, and then cross-referencing it back to LinkedIn and making making connections with them. Asking for recommendations from my network. Connecting with people in my network who, you know, adding people and then connecting with them. People who may be really big and have a lot of connections, a lot of reach, a lot of knowledge about an industry that I'm working in. People that I can introduce to my clients, connections I can make. Reading about people who are making a splash and then connecting with them. Finding triathlons or new physical challenges. You know, that's swinging for the fences for me. That's dreaming about really, really big things. That time often goes to researching Ironman triathlons that are happening around. So I'll tell you about this time. It usually goes way faster than it seems like it would when I'm planning it. But when I get this stuff onto my daily schedule, 2 hours goes very, very fast. Okay, and then sleeping, 6 hours of sleeping, and that's all I need, except for a couple of 10-hour weekend days every once in a while. But those are on weekends, and I don't do this on weekends. And then what does that leave me? That yields me 6 hours of flex time that I use each day to read, go to restaurants with my family or friends, my weekly men's group, my boys to men groups, more hot tubbing, more biking. Just things that I like doing. It's just 6 hours of every day after I've gotten everything done, from sleep to money-making activities to swinging for the fences to domestic pleasure time, my family stuff, personal development. So all of that stuff gets taken care of, and then I still have 6 hours in a culture where most people can't even get things done. All right, now for the working person. This I developed, like I said, from talking to some of my friends who have real jobs, and I've kind of juggled this around. 1 hour of personal development time. Of course, this could be improved by carefully using the time during commute or lunch breaks. Next, 8 hours of money-making activities. And for them, that's the day job, whatever it is that's bringing in the shekels. The great paradox here is that for most people with a job, the ceiling is set for income earning potential. So it's very important to use their personal development, commute time, and swinging for the fences. It's important to use that time the most effectively that they can. Next, 1 hour commute time. That seemed about the average for some people in Los Angeles and big cities were spending up to 2 hours. Some in my local community are spending 10 minutes. So I'm making this 1 hour commute time to and from the job. So that's a half hour each way. And this is time that could be used to augment the personal development or swinging for the fences accounts. You know, this is where you can make additional deposits into those accounts. For someone truly trying to ditch the 9 to 5, this time is pure gold and really should never be wasted. Next, 3 hours of domestic pleasures. It's a little bit less than the entrepreneurial model for this account, but there is a price to pay for full-time employment. These people know that. And the price is sometimes family, things around the house that don't get taken care of. You know, it makes for very busy weekends usually. Next, 1 hour of swinging for the fences time. It amazes me how much a person can finish in a given period of time, an hour for instance. If this account is aided with careful use of commute time, one can literally hit the ground running with this hour each day instead of spending the first half of it looking for what to do. 7 hours of sleep time. This is the average time that my employed friends said they slept. Again, if the person can go with less, they can easily feed another account. You know, probably the swinging for the fences in this time or the domestic pleasures. What that yields now is 3 hours of flex time each day that can be donated to any of his or her other accounts depending on the desire to create what the account is responsible for producing. And that's 3 hours each day. As you can see, this system provides you with flex time in a world where no one seems to have time to even do what they have committed to doing or really want to do. In my experience, this system demystifies the clock and puts control of the major categories of your life into your own hands. Some of the job people I've shared this with have looked at me like, seriously, are you kidding me? I could do this? I mean, it's it's like, you know, pulling a hood off their head. It's an empowerment system. All said, it's an empowerment system more than anything else, and applying it to the 24 hours that we are paid each day seems to hit people right in the heart. But we are entrepreneurs, and we have long known that our actions deliver our results. So let me dig into some of the more subtle ways I'm using the system in hopes that you will see a new possibility for yourself. And no matter what, I want you to give it a try and see if you are more productive and have more free time for yourself. I'm betting you will. The system, here we go. First, I start with a master sheet, which is linked for you at the bottom of this page. I have a link down there. You can see what it is. Make a copy of it and add it to your own Google Drive or local hard drive. You'll use one of these for every day of the week. I don't do weekends, as I said. No interest in doing stuff like this on the weekends, but five a week. You will make a new one for each day and name it by the date. In other words, 01 December 2017. That's what I name. That's the convention I use for naming mine. I make these at the beginning of the month and put them in a Google folder named after that month. So the folder would be named December 2017. And in each of those, it would just be called 01 December 2017. And it, you know, honestly, you could go easier. I just make it a cut and paste and paste it into each one. So, okay, third, I tend to only work on 1 week at a time. But look, there are instances when I know I want to work on something in the future and I simply go to that day's master sheet and put it in. That way it's in there when I get to that week. But at the beginning of the week, Sunday or even Monday morning, I will just take a look at the whole week, get some initial things put under each category, some swing for the fence ideas, some money-making activities. Some of those are pasted in every single day I do. The list I read you above, a lot of those are just pasted in and I will get rid of or fine-tune the ones that are coming up that day based on my calendar schedule, what I already have scheduled in my calendar that day. All right, next, there is a lot of copy and paste in this process. Most of my personal development times look alike with the exception of special goals for certain days. So, I mean, that stuff I just paste in there. I get very specific on my money-making activities and swinging for the fences accounts every single day. You know, like I say, if my calendar's already filled with stuff, that goes into those places for the day on money-making activities and swinging for the fences. So I'll fill those in either early in the week or that day based on my calendar load. I don't change the sleep detail at all, obviously. That stays the same. And here's a big one. You know, I only check off that I made the deposits to each account each day. I don't bother to list every item that satisfied the account deposit, but I do note certain highlights if I want to remember them. Google Doc makes it so easy to find notes if I want to look up when something happened. I also like noting anything special that happens during flex time. And I do this in case I see a pattern. I can then move it to one of the established accounts, thereby freeing up more possibility for my flex time. And remember, my goal, this is called life first. My goal is to have as much flex time as I can in a day and still get every goal I want made. So from the categories I listed under each account, I make up my workday agenda. It's not hard and only requires a couple of minutes of concentration. Often, when I open a day sheet, there are already items in place and I simply create my agenda. The steps to get to this place with my schedule started way back with pen and paper, and I have shared this with you way back from Get More Corporate Gigs. And it moved into using a tool called Action Enforcer, which I use for many years. And now it's all about life first. My goal is to eventually increase my flex hours account. By the end of 2018, I plan to reduce 1 hour from my money-making activities due to increased fees and additional outsourcing. Both of those will give me an extra hour, 5 hours a week that I can remove from my money-making activities and still hit my projections for income. So I'd like you to keep this for yourself. This is a favor I'm asking for you for a confidence. I'm speaking with Mike Michalowicz in a few weeks. And regardless of what happens with him, I have plans to blow this into a bigger idea with a phone app for tracking account balances, recording activities, and other features. I'm happy to answer questions that you have about this and even take a look at your life first plans if you want to share that with me. Play with the categories, the amount you want to deposit each day, and the activities that you'll spend those hours doing. All right. The clearer you are, the more you'll get out of it, and the more you create what you really want. I'll see you in a few days with Action Podcast number 5 of 8. In the meantime, go boldly into life first and challenge yourself to disperse your 24 daily hours into accounts you have determined worthy of your time and energy. Barry, over and out.